Good morning and welcome to Visions in Sound. My name is Rob Daniels, and I apologize for my voice this morning. Not sure what happened. I woke up, and here we are. Anyway, I have to start off the show with a little bit of a sad note. I have to acknowledge the passing of one of the greats. Walter Cronkite passed away this evening at age 92. He made us all better broadcasters, and he will be sorely missed. I tried to find something most appropriate, and I think I did. In this case, because it's the weekend, on July 20th, is the 40th anniversary of the first moon landing. I thought it most appropriate that I would play a little bit of something from a CD called CBS, The First 50 Years. This particular cue I'll be playing is from Apollo 11 coverage featuring Walter Cronkite. And I'll be back in a little bit, and we'll start the show after that.
Walter Cronkite reporting from the cabin of a C-131 over Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, Dayton, Ohio. This aircraft is executing a maneuver to make it and everyone in it temporarily weightless. What are the hazards, and what are our scientists doing to ensure man's survival in the hostile environment of outer space?
I'd had the great good luck to cover the space program from the very beginning.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour. Liftoff on Apollo 11.
The idea that we escaped from this planet.
Tower cleared.
And landed on a distant orb out there was just so exciting you could hardly stand it.
Contact light. Engine arm on.
We're home.
Man on the moon.
The Eagle has
landed. Well, I'd had just as much time to prepare for man's landing on the moon as NASA had.
There he is. There's a foot coming down the steps.
And at the moment man stepped on the moon, I was speechless. Absolutely speechless. All I could say was, wow.
Wow.
Historic words. Wow. They'll live in history.
Oh, boy.
Thank you.
Boy.
That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
You will be missed, Walter. Rest in peace. Well, good morning again. My name is Rob Daniels, and welcome to Visions in Sound. Now, for those that may not know me or what the show is about, it's a weekly movie, TV, and video game soundtrack program that I'm only happy to bring you each and every week here on CKWR. Well, now, this week's program takes a look at a series of books that have been and are being made into movies and basically have taken the world by storm. It's hard to believe that it has been, in fact, 8 years since the very first Harry Potter film. Many kids have grown up on the books and the films, and very quickly Harry Potter has become a household name. Now, for me, I was not really that interested in the books, and the first film really held no appeal to me. Since then, however, I have seen all the films except for the latest. Now, I would be remiss in my duties as a broadcaster if I did not see the films. And so up to date on the program is the score to the very first film from 2001, Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone, also known as Sorcerer's Stone in the U.S. Now, the title change goes back to the actual American publication of the book, and according to a few sources, was changed because it was felt that Americans would not know what a philosopher was. Well, in any case, I will refer to the film as The Philosopher's Stone to avoid any confusion. Well, now, rescued from outrageous neglect of his aunt and uncle, young Harry Potter proves his worth while attending Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry. Now, the music here was composed by John Williams. And when I first heard Hedwig's theme, the theme you'll hear right off the beginning, I said in the theater it sounded a lot like Anakin's theme from the Phantom Menace, you know, Episode 1, Star Wars. Now, while there were similarities, there are definitely fundamental differences. And after hearing the themes away from the films, they are in fact quite different. Well, I'll let you choose. I'll let you decide for yourself. Here is the score to Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone, music by John Williams. I'll be back in a little bit.
Thank you. see the magic on display.
Join the owls, joyous, flocking on this merry Christmas day.
Ding dong, ding dong, ring the homeward bell.
Ring the homeward bell.
Ding dong,
ding dong,
cast the Christmas spell.
Ding dong, ding dong,
make the Christmas morning bright.
Fly high across the sky,
light the Christmas night.
Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas,
ring the homeward bell.
Thank you.
with a little bit of music from the 2001 film Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone. That's music by John Williams. Well, welcome back to Visions and Sound. And by the way, if you are interested in any of the film, television, or video game music that I do play here on Visions and Sound, you can contact me at visionsinsound2000@hotmail.com. As I said, welcome back to Visions and Sound, as this week I'm featuring the music from the Harry Potter series of films. Now, while there was no doubt that a sequel was coming, the sequel followed very, very quickly on the heels of the first. 2002's Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets sees Harry ignoring warnings not to return to Hogwarts. Only when he returns, he finds the school plagued by a series of mysterious attacks and a strange voice that seems to be haunting him. Well, now, John Williams, of course, would return to score the film, but his commitments to another fantasy-type film, and which shall remain nameless at this point, would have one of his colleagues, William Ross, come in to adapt the music. So here is a little bit of music from Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets with music by John Williams, conducted and adapted by William Ross. music from Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets. That's music by John Williams, conducted and adapted by William Ross, as John was elsewhere, we'll say, in that case. Anyway, welcome back to Visions in Sound, as this week we're looking at the music of the Harry Potter films. Now again, very quickly in 2004, Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban showed up, a much darker picture in this case. Well, this time in Harry's third year at Hogwarts, a convicted murderer named Sirius Black, played by Gary Oldman, escapes from the wizard's prison and is coming after Harry. Now again, John Williams would return to compose music for this film, but this would be his final journey into the world of Harry Potter, though it is rumored that he would return for The Deathly Hallows, which is coming up next year, but again, that's just that, rumors. So here is a little bit of the music from Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban, with music by John Williams. bit of music from Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban. That's music by John Williams. Well, now, welcome back to Visions and Sound. And if you're interested in any of the film, television, or video game music that I do play here on the show, by all means, you can contact me at visionsinsound2000@hotmail.com. I'll be more than happy to send you a track list of today's program or any of the other programs that I've done in the past if you're interested. Well, like I said, welcome back to Visions and Sound, as this week I'm looking at the music of the Harry Potter films. Well, now, 2005 saw Harry Potter return to theaters once again with Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire. This time, Harry finds himself selected as a competitor in a dangerous Triwizard competition. With John Williams not returning to compose for this film, Patrick Doyle would step forward. Now, Doyle is probably best known for his scores to Henry V, Dead Again, and Frankenstein. And this gives Harry Potter a different sound, and in the end is actually one of my favorite of the Harry Potter scores. Now, John Williams is not completely absent, as his Hedwig theme makes an appearance from time to time throughout the score. So here is Patrick Doyle's score to Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire.
Five.
And with a little bit of music from the Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire, that's music by Patrick Doyle. It's nice to get a different perspective on the whole Harry Potter music. When you have John Williams coming up for three films, it was, like I said, it was nice to throw in, it was nice to have Patrick Doyle give a different perspective on the music. So if you're interested in any of the film, television, or video game music that I do play here on Visions in Sound, you can contact me at visionsinsound2000@hotmail.com. Well, Harry Potter would return again to the big screen in 2007 with Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix. Now, with their warning about Lord Voldemort's return scoffed at, Harry and Dumbledore are targeted by the wizard authorities as a bureaucrat seizes power at Hogwarts. Now, when it was announced that composer Nicholas Hooper would be doing the music for the film, many in the soundtrack community, including myself, were asking, well, who was this guy? Hooper, up until that point, had only been known for his British TV work, led many to ask if he was worthy to the task. Hooper did redeem himself when Order of the Phoenix was released, as I hope you'll hear. And, as before, John Williams is present as his Hedwig theme makes appearances a few times in the score. So here is a little bit of music from Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix with music by Nicholas Hooper. with a little bit of music from the film Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix. That's music by Nicholas Hooper. Well, welcome back to Visions and Sound, as this week I am, of course, looking at the music of the Harry Potter films. Well, now this year sees Harry Potter returning once again in Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince. Harry Potter begins his sixth year at Hogwarts, and there he discovers an old book marked, This book is the property of the Half-Blood Prince. He then begins to learn more about Lord Voldemort's past. Now, composer Nicholas Hooper, having proven himself with Order of the Phoenix, returns for this latest film, and again, like before, John Williams' themes do play a small role in the course of the score. And having heard this only just today, I can honestly say it's one of those scores that I think you'll like personally. I haven't seen the film yet, so I'm really looking forward to getting a chance to see it. But here is Nicholas Hooper's score to Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince.
Thank you. Thank you.
And well, that's all for me this week. I hope you've enjoyed the show. Now, Harry Potter will, of course, be back again in 2010 and 2011 in the two-part finale, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows. Now, although no composer has been announced at this time, again, it is rumored that John Williams will return to score these films. Well, I'm going to end off today's program with some more music from Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince, and I'll be back next week with more Visions in Sound.